You are listening to an American Free Press podcast. Joining me on the line is the lead singer of the Patriot rock band Poker Face, Paul Tepeti. Paul, thanks for joining us today.
Dave, thanks for having me up again. Appreciate it.
Paul, it's always a pleasure speaking to you, and I know that there's a big event going down, Freedom Palooza. Can you tell our listeners about exactly what that is?
It's truth, freedom, survival, freedom community kind of gathering event. It's a festival for us who really truly love freedom. We'll have some of the best protest music going out there, as well as some of the best truthful speakers out there that can talk on all subjects. A lot of subjects which you'll never hear in the lamestream press.
Lamestream.
Yeah.
I like that one. Now, I'm looking at the website. It's freedompalooza.com. And I guess palooza is a play on words. A lot of concerts use that term.
Yeah, it started with the guy that sings lead for Jane's Addiction / Porno for Pyros. He started it with the Lollapalooza. And I went to a few of them, had a great time. But it's more like a freak show. A lot of good music, but, you know, a lot that I didn't care for. But this is more like for our community, where it's all about waking up America to what is happening to the country. You know, how it's been planned destruction for decades. And this is just a fulfillment. And we really need to focus on the gangster banksters that are screwing it up for everybody. Instead of placating to them and giving them TARP funds, we should be putting them in jail and forfeituring and seizing their assets because they have bloodstained hands.
Mm-hmm. Now, on the website, it says Freedom Palooza is the beginning of a traveling freedom festival. So you guys are moving around?
This first year, we're going to see if this will be a success locally with local talent. Then hopefully maybe next year we'll do it again there, but also maybe include New York, Philadelphia, and Washington, D.C. So kind of make it regional.
Okay.
And if that's successful, then maybe the following year we'll do like an eastern seaboard swing of cities. And if it grows into something that we can do every summer across the country, that would be great. We come to your town with great music to stir your soul, with great speakers that, you know, educate you or inform you on things that you're not aware of. Or maybe you get to meet the person and coordinate things together so that the body of freedom grows even bigger. Now, I call us all the many-membered body church of freedom, because it takes the many hands to stay free, especially when you have an organized cartel that's working against you day and night with all of our money.
Right, that they create.
Out of thin air, yeah.
Right, exactly. So this year, it's happening in Easton, PA, is that right?
North of Philadelphia, south of Easton, along the Delaware River, very picturesque area. Bring swimming trunks, bring inner tube tires, because there's people that float down the river there. It's a great area, it's beautiful, it's historic, because that's, you know, a little bit south of there's where Washington crossed the Delaware River on Christmas Eve and routed the Hessian soldiers that were down in Trenton, and it was a turning point of the war. So gather under the stars, you know, bring a tent, your $10 donation gets you in. Parking's limited, so we're charging $10 for parking, so that forces people, hopefully, to carpool. The more in a car, the merrier, the better for everybody. The only thing I'm really worried about is God blesses us with a really great day, and I have problems with parking because I know the township and the cops down there are not going to be pleased if that happens. You know, I just want a good gathering of like maybe 500 to 1,000 Patriot heads each day, and, you know, let's have, you know, fun on Forefathers Day weekend. I mean, people have lost sight of what, you know, the 4th of July really meant. It was a signing of a new country, a new idea that all men are created equal. As long as I don't infringe on your rights or damage your property, let me be the freak God made me to be. You know, leave me alone. But we have a very interactive government into our lives at every level. It has to be beaten back into the small government it was meant to be.
Right. A lot of work ahead of you. Now, it says here that Freedom Palooza is going to be a two-day event of the best speakers on freedom / truth / conspiracies, i.e. 9/11, and the Fed, third parties, vaccinations, Obama's legitimacy to be president, chemtrails, silver, survival, etc., some of the best protest bands, and some of the best vendors of truth info and survival gear. And, of course, they can contact you at
freedompalooza@yahoo.com or freedompalooza@pokerface.com.
You're the band, of course, that's going to be headlining, I guess. There's several other bands, is that right?
Yeah, our good friend the Amaros are coming down from Albany. We have Scrap Metal Bomb coming down from New York City. We have Amp Killer coming off from Philadelphia, as well as Pedro Monsanto from Philly. So we have everything from rap to groove rock to hard rock to Jacques Kings are supposedly coming up from Missouri. They're more like reggae freedom. For all the ears of humanity to hear the message of freedom, you can't just sing it in rock. We are not the end-all be-all. We never claim to be. We just do our part, and we try to inspire others to do what they do best. And I'm just glad to see that there's a whole new awakening with a lot of bands of a lot of different styles to reach all those different ears on the music playground, you know.
The location is at Johnny Mac's American Grill, is that right?
He's the cool property owner that's letting us do it there. You know, all he wanted out of it was to have a good weekend of food sales and, you know, a good time. And, you know, every time we've ever played at a freedom related event, it's always been really down to earth Americans that love America like we do. It's an opportunity to network, get to know that person at the end of the email that you've had for years, or that voicemail, or that, you know, those texts that go back and forth on the chat boxes on Facebook. It's always cool to press the flesh with somebody that you've had those type of relationships with. And these type of events provide that kind of opportunity. That's why I've always looked forward to playing the gigs that we get to, because because we get to meet some of the coolest Americans across the land. Our fan base is a very unique and special fan base because it's not just the music that attracts a lot of our fans, but it's the message, it's the mission that we're on, and they value what we do, and this is just part of it, providing a festival for ourselves. Since the kosher KGB agents are always trying to, like, destroy our shows, you know, it's kind of hard to knock me off my own bill, you know. Paul, you need to, like, you know, fire yourself. No, I don't think so.
Who are the kosher KGB agents?
ADL, Southern Perverted Law Center, Simon Wiesenthal Center, any of the goons from AIPAC, right. JINSA, you name it, man.
Okay.
They all network with each other. They all report back to the Mossad.
Now, that Johnny Mac's American Grill, that's 9755 Easton Road, E-A-S-T-O-N, in Kintnersville, P.A.
Kintnersville,
P.A., yeah. 18930.
South of Easton.
Okay, south of Easton. How far south of Easton?
13 miles. It's where Route 611, which it's on, meets Route 32, which goes down to New Hope.
Okay.
And that's where the Washington Crossing area happened.
Right, so sure, of cool. course. And that Battle of Trenton that you were alluding to was an amazing piece of history that, unfortunately, not very many people remain aware of. That was really the battle that turned the tide. And there's some notes here on the website. It says that the owner is really hooking us up with the use of his property. He'll be providing hot dogs and hamburgers and drinks at a reasonable cost out of the back of the restaurant for a complete sit-down meal or ice cream. You can use a main restaurant. Food warning, food and beverage are available at the fest. No outside food in the main grounds, right?
Yeah, brother. I mean, it's the only thing that he's asked out of the whole, you know, event. And,
right.
you know, he's not there to rape anybody. He's there to provide, you know, good food at a good price and everybody have a good time.
Right. I just want to make sure the listeners are aware that they should not bring food. Also, a beverage warning. Only beverage allowed is beer in cans only.
No glass.
Water, right. Water in plastic bottles is okay, but that will also be available, I guess, for purchase. So no glass coolers for beer slash water.
Coolers for beer slash waters are cool. Just
okay.
No glass.
Okay. No glass coolers for beer slash water are cool, but will be inspected before allowed into the camping slash festival area. Otherwise, it must be returned to the car. Noise warning. Local noise ordinance is set at 10 p.m., so no more performances after this time. We ask that you respect the noise curfew. Of course, no fireworks, unfortunately. And intoxication warning. The owner asks that no one be permitted to leave the grounds intoxicated. Vehicles leaving the grounds are subject to Homeland Security and possible TSA pat-down. No, just kidding, but seriously, don't drive drunk.
Oh, dude, I'm sure there'd be a police roadblock up the road from there, so don't do anything stupid. Come with a tent, stay, crash in your car, crash in a tent. No campers, man. It's just bring your tent and meet your neighbor.
And it's $10 per day per person, right?
Mm-hmm.
$5 parking.
$10 parking, brother.
Oh, 10. Okay, because it says 5 here on the website. And it also says you may have firewood available for $5 a bundle. Is that right?
I think Mike's going to take care of some of that. Yeah, that's something that he's put up.
Okay, arrival time 3 p.m. Friday, July 1st.
Basically, we're going to go down and start setting up Friday. If people want to come in, since they're traveling over that weekend, if they just want to camp that night, you know, come on in.
You're going to be setting up on Friday. So really, it's not going to get going until Saturday, right?
Noon Saturday, yeah.
And the loud noise will end by 10 p.m.
Both nights.
What do you suspect will happen after 10? Can people hang out?
Oh, I hope people crash out through Monday, man, so that they have another night with each other, hanging and getting to know one another and preparing for what's to come, man. You know, these are the relationships that are built now. It's hard to trust somebody once the S hits the fan, man.
You're going to have a special guest there, former congressman. Why don't you tell our listeners about that?
Well, our favorite congressman and the one who's done more for America than anybody else I know, Mr. James Traficant. He is our featured speaker for Saturday night, and I'm trying to get him to stay for Sunday as well. He's the congressperson that got rewarded with 7 years of jail because he messed with the man's money. He was the spearhead behind the 1998 Taxpayer Bill of Rights that he passed, which put the onus on the IRS to prove that you were guilty, where before all they had to say was you're guilty and you had to prove your innocence by spending a lot of money. So 90% of the audits went down or away, and Jim paid the price of that by going to jail. At least he wasn't printing new greenbacks. You know, Lincoln and Kennedy died for that.
Right. Jim's coming all the way out, I guess, from Ohio. That's his home state, right? And there's another fellow up here on the website, Larkin Rose. Who's this fellow?
Larkin has tussled with the IRS. He's a great speaker, brilliant writer. He's served time in Zog's prison as well, Zionist-occupied government, because that's what our American Congress is since they pledged fealty oaths to Israel instead of America.
Right.
Go to Cynthia McKinney on the lowdown for that. Don't believe me. She'll tell you. Look her up on YouTube. It's there.
Is she coming also?
No, she's a name that I would like. I put out an invite to Helen Thomas, and if she can't make it, maybe at least do an interview with me that I could play over the loudspeakers. We also had an invite out to Hessian Talawi, who's a Palestinian activist. He's on radio and TV, and right. he's still trying to make it up, but he's coming up from the south. But basically, right. you know, show solidarity with the Palestinians, because whatever happens to Palestine is what's going to be planned for the rest of the world if Israel has its way. That's the front lines right there, brother.
Well, you are on the front lines, and you know, I'm sure that a lot of listeners are familiar with you and Poker Face and what you've been through and what you're going through and what your message is. And it's kind of like, of course, preaching to the choir. I mean, we could talk about this stuff, but people really have to spend the time understanding it on their own. They have to, like you said, get into the books, get into the articles, go on the internet, learn about what's going on. Because if you don't, then, like you said, pretty soon we're going to be in an open-air concentration camp like Gaza. Who else besides Jim Traficant and Larkin Rose? Anybody else?
We have Jim Condit coming up from Ohio. He's going to
Jim. Okay, great. Excellent.
Yeah, he's going to talk about taking America back one precinct at a time. And he's also very familiar with the vote scam going on since he worked with the Collier brothers. And since I believe they were murdered by the government through their favorite tactic of heart attacks, each one had a child, one's daughter and one son, that have continued on with their father's works with vote scam. Jim Condit tried to warn Ron Paul of vote scam going down in New Hampshire and Iowa, and because he listened to Lou Moore, basically nothing happened, and Ron Paul lost when he could expose the whole charade. So, I mean, does he really want to win? You got to wonder. We also have attorney Phil Berg talking about Obama crimes, his illegal birth certificate that was just recently made.
Right.
You know, in Adobe.
Photoshop, right.
He's also using dead people's social security numbers. And,
yes.
You know, he became an Indonesian citizen and he took foreign aid fund. It's like, so I'll let Mr. Attorney Phil Berg, you know, speak about that. I have Ken Krawcheck, who ran for the Libertarian Party for governor twice in Pennsylvania. So we have representatives of third parties there. Mike Salvi is our friend from Philadelphia who puts on the End the Fed stock rallies down in Philadelphia, which are very successfully attended. I don't know, brother, just a lot of great people that maybe some of them aren't national names, but at least locally they are. And the Freedompalooza is a local event. Hopefully the idea is to have maybe three or four mainstay acts, you know, music wise, and maybe, you know, four or five good speakers that travel the time of the tour. But then each area that we go into, we pick up who are the local activists, who are the local speakers speaking out on these topics, who are the local bands that are using their music to wake up their fellow brethren. That's what we will be looking forward to involving ourselves with, and basically creating a cohesive network of activists that can get together in a heartbeat, put on a cool show that brings in the commenters that haven't heard any of this, one entertained, and then maybe hear something that wakes them up, that becomes their hot button topic, you know?
That's the whole key, waking them up. Now, this is kind of like a little bit Woodstock-ish, isn't it?
That's what the intention is, except Woodstock happened every 30 years, and we'd rather this happen all over the country, you know, all summer long. And it gives the band a mission to do. It gives us, what are you doing for summer? Hey, I'm traveling around the country. So right. I couldn't think of anything better to do, you know, spend the rest of the time in the studio during the year writing and creating new music and then going out on tour and touring it, you know, and bringing it to the people.
Right. You've got a pretty interesting history yourself, and of course you have some involvement with the ADL and the Southern Poverty Law Center. Anything happening? Last time we spoke was, I guess, over a year ago. Anything happened since then?
We finally made the Southern Poverty Law Center's hate map.
Oh, great. Congratulations.
Yeah, we're hate music now, even though there's no hate in our lyrics. And no, we're racist music. And I'm like, really? Where is there any racism? You got two Hispanics in the bed, man. I mean, how white supremacist can you be? I didn't know that the Sikh Hiles were taking in the Latrinos, man.
So the Southern Poverty Law Center, splcenter.org, they finally got you up there, huh?
Well, I guess the kosher KGB had to come full circle, and the brother and sister groups had to, like, be cohesive on their hate, you know, who they hate the most. And, dude, the list is getting pretty good of how many supposed haters. It's like, we love America first. We don't necessarily hate Israel, but we definitely don't think it's, like, in the top 1,000 priority list, you know?
Right. Well, of course, for U.S. politicians, they have to obviously prove their loyalty to Israel. Yeah, to genuflect. It's pretty amazing it's sick. That's even discussed. I mean, there was an article.
I want to see American politicians get their stones back, man, because this bending over, man, is just disgusting. It's not American. We need to take our country back. Hey, like Jim Condit's into, one precinct at a time. And he put out an excellent film. Hitler's Final Solution was basically getting German and European Jew out of Europe and into Palestine. That was the whole agreement. That was the Haver Agreement. And the reason why the Zionist leadership tried to get rid of their Nazi collaborators so quickly is because they were in collaboration with each other.
Right. Yeah, that's been documented, of course.
But brother, if you tell that truth, you're a hater, you're an anti-Semite, you're a Holocaust denier, you're blah, 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 blah.
Right. Exactly. There's no room for discussion when it comes to this topic. You're not allowed.
No, you can microscope Christ's life and death
exactly
for ad infinitum, but if you ask one unkosher question, then you're, you know, you're anti-Semite.
Unkosher question. It's so true, though. I always say you could talk about anything in the United States, anything at all, except that. You can't talk about that.
You know, know what, dude? I'm American. I'm an opinionated mother, you know? I have opinions or I have viewpoints on things. Some of them are educated because I've actually seen with my own eyes or I've researched it back to the facts, the artifacts you can hold in your hands, not the myths that they keep creating. Like, where are all the bodies at, man? You can go to Ukraine and you can dig up the bodies, okay?
Right, so, exactly. Right, there's no forensic evidence.
Centers are not gas chambers. Sorry. There was a problem with lice in the forced labor camps. Look, man, in an unserious light, like, you know, being funny, is like a shower and forced labor to a Jew is akin to death, man, okay?
Right.
And I had one of my American friends that's Jewish, you know, upset when I said, like, you know what, dude? They didn't have the internet back then. So, like, when your families got divided and sent to different places, you believed your Zionist leaders when they said that they were killed. But you know what problem? They ended up different parts of the world. You just don't believe it or just don't know it because you never looked into it. That's the greatest travesty of the whole Holy Hoth myth, is that a lot of these families are still alive. So for 3 weeks, I didn't talk to my brother. And then he calls me up begrudgingly 3 weeks later and he goes, Paul, I was really upset with you because you were trying to belittle the death. I'm like, dude, I wasn't trying to belittle anything. I was just trying to tell you the truth. And he goes, right. Well, in the last week, mom has heard from two different lines of family lines that we thought were dead. They're very much alive. And they thought we were dead. I'm like, dude, there's a lot of that going on.
Right.
And I'm sorry that the biggest travesty of that whole thing is that you were separated from your family.
Right. But you can't talk about it.
No, no. I'm a hater, man. I hate the truth so much.
But I want to congratulate you on making that, Paul.
Thank you, brother.
Last time we talked, you were not in any way affiliated with the Southern Poverty Law Center, but you are now, so that's a great step. Are you getting
well? 2 weeks ago, we made their pop culture when Steve Colbert brought mention of us in one of the places that we gig at the Knob Creek Machine Gun Shoot, just to dirty up Rand Paul.
All right, what else are we going to tell the listeners about Freedom Palooza?
Sean Howes is coming up from Hemsel's. He makes food products that are actually getting sold in like food chains here, at least in the state of Pennsylvania, made from hemp. He'll let the public know like what is on the frontier lines of the whole hemp movement. Like
right.
One of Poker Face's solutions is allowing the farmer to grow hemp again so that everybody in the local community can be part of God's economic pie instead of the hydrocarbon death dealers, which are the oil and that whole conglomerate.
Right.
Let the carbohydrate life dealers, you know, back into the, hey man, competition is a healthy mix.
Right.
Right now the oil death dealers have a monopoly on it and that needs to end. If America is going to survive, they're foot lock and step with the bankers. So part of that whole energy, well, no, it's part of the God system, gold, oil, and drugs.
Hemp used to be a big industry in the United States, wasn't it?
Yeah, through the 20s, 1928, 29, Popular Mechanics had a big issue, the first billion-dollar crop, and, you know, then they outlawed it because, you know, it was starting to compete against the oil industries that were starting to grow up, you know, from the late 1800s, and they didn't want the competition anymore.
Is marijuana medically legal in Pennsylvania?
No, this last November they had a bill before the State House and Senate, but it didn't go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what, dude? We need to legalize all drugs if we're going to get the criminality out of our court system, out of our jail system. We need to stop allowing violent thug offenders like what just happened last week in Allentown. This black dude had beaten this one guy senseless, and he was supposed to be in jail for 6 to 20 years. Judge let him out early, just at the end of 6 years. He ended up killing his girlfriend, who happened to work with one of my best friend's wife. Chopped her up, and then, you know, they had to do the invasion into the house, and he tried to do a suicide by cop. Just disgusting, man. You know, they'll let somebody out like that just to put a pothead in jail who's violated nobody's rights, damaged nobody's property. And in the America before the Civil War, he'd be in jail, you know? It's just disgusting.
A lot has to be done, man, and you're on the front lines doing it. You are doing a lot for freedom, and you're sticking your neck out. I know you really don't have any choice. This is the way you're wired. You would have it no other way.
No, brother, I wouldn't know what else to do with my life, man. I know nothing else would be as satisfying. I feel that Father put me on this earth to do what I'm doing with my bandmates, and they feel very much the same way. If we don't do this now for America, then when? Once all the guns are confiscated, we're all sitting, you know, pissed off in the camps and belaboring it, like Solzhenitsyn said, you know, when they burned in the camps because we didn't take out all the KGB agents, NKVD agents that were coming to our doors. We should have started at the one end of the block, taking out as many as we could. By the time they get to the end of the block, there'd be no more to go home. America, wake up. The bankers have foreclosed on you. Okay? It's time to arrest him, not to be arrested by them.
You're right.
Guy wrote like his thesis, sent it to a few people, and then doused himself with fluid and then torched himself, man. It's disgusting, man, but people are at that point, man, you know.
Right.
We have no jobs to go to, and pretty soon no homes to go to, and there's our army marching in the street. It's like, look, there's no need for this. This is a created financial crisis.
Right.
As quickly as it was created, it could quickly disappear. And the quickest way to disappear is to arrest the bankers, all of them. Rothschilds, Rockefellers, Kuhn, Loeb, Schiffs, the Bronfmans, the Oppenheimers, you know, the Warburgs. Just start going down the list. Arrest all of them. Seize all of their assets. Give it back to the peoples that they stole it from, murdered for. Either we do it now, or, dude, you know, 1984 is coming. I'd rather be 1776.
This fella in North Carolina, he went into a bank. He needed some medical procedures done, and he got screwed out of his jobs, and he had nowhere to go. He went to the teller, handed him a note demanding $1, and then he waited calmly for police to show up. So he's in jail now, and he's getting the medical. And like you said, this is the point where it's gotten to. And I don't see how there can't be more of this happening soon because of what they've done. It's absolutely a shame. But you're doing it, though. You're doing something. A lot of people just sit there and talk about it, or they don't even talk about it. But the ones who talk about it, they don't do anything.
Their case of beer is going to start costing too much for them where they can only afford a six-pack. So they're going to be sober and angry, and then they're going to have a lot to talk about, and sports aren't going to do it for them anymore, and the beer is too costly to be flowing through their veins. So the rabble's about to wake up, man, and I'm just fearful that they're going to do some kind of domestic operation like a 9/11 Part 2 where they use nukes this time. Blame it on the Muslims when it's the CIA and the Mossad and MI6 doing it to America. I hope that doesn't happen, you know, but George Washington did see from the Holy Spirit all the cities across America going up in flames. He sequestered himself away from his troops. Remember, he had lost New York, he'd lost New Jersey, and he was holding up in the winter and basically praying. And during that time, the story goes that he was visited by the Holy Spirit, calling him the son of the Republic, like it was already done deal, but showing him the three great wars, the first one being the one what he was presently in, the second was brother against brother, but the third one was going to be the whole world against us on all our borders, black clouds being led by a red trumpet, which have always signified the commie fascism, globalist banker type of colors, you know, when they take over a country. But in the end, the Americans that had the faith of God still in their heart, they vanquished all these enemies. The standard, the flag always flies, but the cities would burn from sea to sea, which at that time was only 13 colonies. It's coming. When they stop the checks, the welfare checks, the social security checks, the disability checks, the pension checks, We call it the day of the wave. The cities will surely burn. We saw it happen with the Rodney King. It's going to be no different, and it's going to be worse because people are not going to have that fake illusion of the checks, you know, maintaining an impossible lifestyle anymore because the bankers have foreclosed on us.
Doesn't look pretty, man. I would have to agree with you. Freedom Palooza. Saturday, July 2nd, and Sunday, July 3rd, starts Saturday at noon. You can buy food there. You can bring beer, right? You can bring the beer, but only in cans, right?
Yep.
Website is Freedom Palooza. That's Freedom, and then Palooza, P-A-L-O-O-Z-A. The email is freedompalooza@yahoo.com or freedompalooza@pokerface.com. And we've been speaking with the lead singer of the Patriot rock group, Pokerface, Paul Tepeti. Paul, you're a great man. You do great things. I hope you have a great festival. I hope I can make it there.
I hope so too, brother. That'd be great, man.
Yeah.
Because you're one of those relationships that we've had over the phone, over the net. That'll be good to press the flash, man. So
I agree, man. Thanks, Paul, for your time.
Thank you, sir.